Good evening. I'm Morton Shadow. Welcome to my Ages Ahead of Pop. On tonight's show, E is for Egypt. Unfortunately, I've never had the great pleasure of visiting the country myself, but I'll get to Egypt one day. I just know I will. And when I do go, I know how I'm going to get there. when you do finally make it to Cairo, you take an awful lot of care once you're there, okay? You hear me? Because I've heard, you know, there's fires there.
Slowly fade down blue, the eastern hollows. Catch the dying sun, the nighttime follows. Silence and black, miracle. Mirrors are a lonely place, so I meet you. See your head and the fading light. Through the dark, your eyes shine bright. I burn like fire in Cairo. Burn like fire in Cairo. Shifting crimson veils, soak on him. Slide under my hand, swollen lips. Whisper my name, and I yearn. You take me in your arms, start to burn. F-I-R-E-I-N-C-A-I-R-O. 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 Then the heat disappears and a mirror fades away.
Just Cairo, there's Giza, there's Luxor, there's Memphis.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information to get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. More than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. She's waving me goodbye with hurry home drops on her cheek that trickles from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, and of course, when you're in Egypt, whether you're in Memphis or Luxor or Giza or Cairo, the Tamis know a wonderful dance you can do. It's called the Egyptian Shumba. So when you finished Egyptian shumbering, I guess you'll be off to see the pyramids. Now, you know the story behind the pyramids, don't you? They were built as tombs for the rulers of Egypt, who were the pharaohs. The pharaohs were the big shots in Egypt. They got buried in grand style with all their servants and all their possessions. They were mummified to preserve them, to preserve the corpses so that they'd wake up in the next world and they'd have everything they needed. It was a pretty damn good deal in Egypt if you were one of the pharaohs, I can tell you that. Probably wasn't so hot if you were Sam the Sham, though.
Uno, dos. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come and learn to dance. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Watch it now, watch it, watch it, watch it. Hey! bullet, 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 bullet. Watch it now, watch it, here it comes.
From the Ice Age to the Dole Age, there is but one concern, and I have just discovered. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. As Antony said to Cleopatra, as he opened a crate of ale, "Oh, I say, some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Send me your pillow, the one that you dream on. And I'll send you mine. Well, that Cleopatra certainly got around. When she wasn't coming at you, she was being chased around by a guy called Abdul. Yeah, that's right. Abdul loves Cleopatra.
Seen Cleopatra, it's been almost now a year. How I wonder where she's at, and I wish the old girl were here. Abdul yearns for Cleopatra in the early morning sun. Abdul loves Cleopatra, see, she's still the one. You know, I love Cleopatra. I'm just grateful that I know that old girl. Even though I wonder where she's at, as I wander through this world. And Abdul yearns for Cleopatra. Abdul takes her or takes none. Abdul loves Cleopatra. She's still the one.
All right, Leroy, tell them. Cleopatra, take my patience and test it.
Test it.
Cleopatra, take your time as you may.
As you may.
My time has been well spent.
Well spent.
I dug cleaned up by Ted.
Ted.
You'll like it when you see it someday. Right.
I will wait for Cleopatra, for I know my time must come. And I'm getting ready for wherever she'll be at, cause I'm getting stronger now and not so dumb. And Abdul yearns for Cleopatra in the early desert sun. I love Cleopatra, she's still the one. I love Cleopatra, she's still the one. Still the one.
Still the one.
I love Cleopatra. She's still the one.
Still the one.
Abdul loves Cleopatra. She's still the one. I love Cleopatra. She's still the one.
Of course, we all know why that is, don't we? She had such a great asp. But she's not the only one, you know. There's another little girl out there in Egypt. I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down on the very first row. Little Egypt came out strutting, wearing nothing but a button and a bow. Singing, yeah, yinga 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 yinga, or whatever it is they sing. Here's the Coasters, Little Egypt.
Step right up, folks, and see Little Egypt do a famous dance in the pyramids. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down in the very first row.
Thank you.
had a ruby on her tummy and a diamond big as Texas on her toe.
Influence of ancient Egypt would have been impossible without the Nile, the river that runs from the top of the African continent right down to pretty much the damn bottom of it. Yep, you could say the Nile was pretty important to Egypt. Of course, Nile's pretty important to the Sheik organization as well. As Sister Sledge will tell you, he co-produced this for them with Bernard Edwards.
He's the greatest dancer of the world. Ooh.
Thank you for joining me on my musical travelogue. We've enjoyed the splendors of ancient and modern Egypt, and I hope you've enjoyed the ride. Where could we leave our trip but with the great river itself? We'll be hearing from the Blue Nile in just a moment, but not before I've had time to remind you that next week, F will be for... Well, you'll just have to wait and see. I'm Morton Shadow. Thank you for listening, and I'll leave you with the Blue Nile, who are going to take a walk across the rooftops. Good night.
Yeah. to me.